What did soapbox racing give you?
Gosh, soapbox racing gave me so much more confidence in who I am, as being a girl, Even back then, there was a lot of naysayers, especially in a male-dominated sport like racing,
Yeah.
with cars.
Let's talk about this final race.
I heard you count down the gate, 3, 2, 1. I heard you kick it, and then I heard you go, "Go, Erica,
That
go!"
was hard. I'm getting a little choked thinking about it.
So once I did that, it's kind of all on the driver, obviously. So I, you know, c once I had cleared the gate, I heard Dad.
It's okay. Dad yelled, "Cut it," because Dad would let you know when you cleared the gate.
So once he said cut it, I had cut it over and I hit my part of the track where I was supposed to be. And after that, it was just kind of like autopilot, I could see, all the people standing at the side, the gates yelling and screaming, and you could smell like the popcorn, and you can just see everything. And so then I just, concentrated on getting down there and, like, seeing the finish line.
How
So
I mean, did it happen fast, or was it
those
one of
races happen so fast, you don't even know where you are on the hill half the time. You're just like, you blink and it's done, because you're going upwards of like 30 miles an hour, And so I'm just basically thinking towards the end, I'm like, hold it straight and hold it where you are and just get past the finish line and beat this guy. So I get down there and, it's breezing, and I'm like, okay, I've held it straight. I've hit nothing. I've had a good clean run. And, it's like I can hear them yelling and, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, "It's a close race. It's a close race." And once I hit the finish line, all I could see at the end was, they had, like, the people helping us out. They had the Dayton cops down at the end because they were helping us out,
Yeah.
in the braking area. And as soon as I got down
And you
there,
popped the hatch and you popped up and you looked
and I
back.
turned around and I looked, and I was like, I couldn't see anybody waving and cheering. But I guess basically at that time, they were still trying to figure out the differential to see who won.
Because they had like a kind of a photo sensor, and then you could tell by the light who won that particular phase.
Right. And I just kept looking around and I was waiting.
And they're still not telling you,
And they're
because
not telling
I remember
me.
at the top of the hill, it was like dead
Because I was
quiet.
down there and I was starting to tear
We
up, going, "Oh my Lord, I lost." I was like, "Oh wow, this is not good." And I just remember they had, local TV people down there. I was like, "I'm not gonna cry on TV," And I was just like, the lady's like, "Well, how do you feel? You're the first girl to win on Burkhardt Hill in Dayton, Ohio." I'm like, "I don't think I won, did I?" And she's like, "You won." And I still didn't believe her until, and they're like, "Okay, we got to get you back at the top. We got to take your car back to the
They
top of the
trailered
hill."
both of you and put them back to the top
Right.
of the hill, and I just
Yeah, that's the thing. And I was like, "I'm not going to know this until I get up there and see them." And then
I just remember freaking when they announced. I mean, oh my gosh. And Dad
of
is
course, the
just
only time I knew it and I believed it was when I got to the
and
top.
when you got to the top of the hill, Dad just grabbed you off the trailer and gave you like the biggest hug ever and just kind of swooped you up. And I just remember being really, really super proud and just thinking, that I had a hand in something really amazing.
I just remember going, "I won for them." And it's still funny, I don't I live really close by to Burkhardt, and every so often when I'm going downtown, what I'll do is I'll drive down the hill, I'll take my foot off the accelerator, and I'll drive the hill like I did back then, and just kind of let it coast, and kind of just brings it all back.
But I know, I mean, sometimes I'm out, it'll be a spring day, and I don't know, I'll smell wood or I'll smell
Basswood.
WD-40, and it's kind of like it smells like soapbox racing weather. Wee!
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love you, sis,
I love you too, Melissa.
and I can't even imagine, not, being your pit crew and being your biggest supporter. I mean, gee, my mouth, you probably could hurt it all the way at the bottom of the hill,
I
but
did. That's what kept me going.